I want to talk about masterpieces today. I was also reading a devotional earlier, and it's probably the same one that Candy saw with this particular scripture, and it got me to thinking about artists. And there are different kinds of artists in the world. I'm referring to mainly painters, because obviously they're sculptors and people that work in metal and all sorts of different artists, but I'm focusing right now on painters, because I think that's what we're most familiar with. But there are different kinds. There are kinds of painters like that do landscapes or seascapes. There are other types of artists that do still life, you know, fruit bowls, flowers, wildlife. They go someplace, whether it's in a studio, whether it's outdoors or whatever, and they paint what they see with their natural eyes, the landscapes, the seascapes, and whatever. But then there are other types of artists that visualize something in their mind and in their heart that doesn't exist, but they see it inwardly. They visualize it, and they put that on the canvas, and they paint that. So it's truly unique and very creative, the things that they do like that. And that's the that's how God is, okay? He's very creative, takes something that doesn't exist and makes it happen, brings it into being. And everything he does is beautiful. And just like we would have heard more of in the video, priceless. It's priceless. And that's the way each of us are in his eyes. We are priceless. We are beautiful. We are perfect. Even though we look at ourselves and say, gee, I see so many imperfections, but yet he sees perfection. But before I go on, I need to kind of back up a little bit. When we're first born, okay, we come into this world with nothing. We haven't done anything yet. And then we start to live our life. This in effect, is what we are. A blank canvas. And everything that we do from the time we are born puts a stroke on the canvas. And this becomes our life. Everything that we do, good or bad, is like a paint stroke on the canvas. Now, to be honest, very few of us are artists, are very good at painting the kind of picture of our life that it should be like. Okay, I know my life, if I was to give you all the details and everything, it's not too pretty. And I'm sure that if we were honest with ourselves, none of us have really done a great job at what our lives should have been like. But we are painting, and it's like a big mess, okay? That's just the way it is. But then we get to know Jesus. We recognize our need, maybe because we've had a good look at the life that we are painting on the canvas, and we're not satisfied with it. We realize something's wrong, we need to change. And we're introduced to Jesus. And we repent of our sins, we turn away from those things, and what happens? He makes our life like this, a blank canvas. Everything that we've ever done wrong is wiped away, it's erased, washed clean, bleached out, whatever you want to call it. And it's like we're starting over. We're newborn. Isn't that what it's all about, the new birth? We're born again. And because we're born again, we're a new creation, we have a blank canvas. But now, who starts painting on the canvas? God does. The master painter. He starts putting things on the canvas to straighten our lives out, to make something to make something beautiful. Let me read this scripture to you. You can put the first one up. This is part of what Candy read. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Each of you has been wonderfully made by God. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. He knew us before we ever came into being. He saw our substance. And in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. God knew us before we were ever born. God saw us and what he wanted to make of us. He saw us the way we could be, the way we were meant to be, the way he would fashion us to be. All of the things that we have put on that blank canvas, made a mess of things, he wiped clean and then began to paint, fashioning us according to the way that he wanted us to be, teaching us, guiding us, helping us every step of the way, with the end result, and we're not there yet, but don't forget, he sees the end from the beginning. He sees what we are truly going to be. And in the end, we're going to be like a masterpiece. I think you can all recognize who that is. You didn't know I could paint that well, did you? Well, I can't. But it's a masterpiece. It's the image of a masterpiece. And God is the master painter. This is what he is making out of each one of us. This is what we are destined to be. Not Mona Lisa, but a masterpiece. Because it is his creation. He is the one who took us from this to this. That's what he's doing. Maybe we can't see it quite yet. But like I've said many times, look back on your life. Are you any different than you were 6 months ago, a year ago, 10 years ago? Probably much different. And why? Because the Lord has been working in you each and every one of those days. Adding another little brush stroke. A little more here, a little more there. And don't forget, how long do you think it took the artist to paint this, the original one? It's not overnight. God doesn't create his masterpieces overnight, at least not when it comes to people. It takes time. It takes time. Everything has to be perfect, and that's what God is doing in our lives. Let's put the last. This is from Matthew 13. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came to him saying, explain to us the parable of the tares of the field. Now, if you remember what that parable was about, there was a landowner, he had a field, he planted wheat or some grain. And he said, an enemy came and planted tares, weeds in effect. But the bad thing is, the weeds look exactly like the good grain, so you couldn't tell them apart. So you went, what do you do? What do you do? Well, that's what was leading up to this. He answered them and said, he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire after they have fully grown and blossomed, then you can tell the difference. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. But then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. The righteous, you who have been clothed with in the robe of righteousness of Jesus himself, will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom. Perfection. Perfection. You are going to be just as bright as the sun in the kingdom of God. I don't know about you, but I can't look at the sun very long unless I'm looking through sunglasses or if it's cloudy. But we, each of us, is going to be so purified, so perfected, so much a masterpiece that we are going to shine forth as bright as the sun. And that's what we have to look forward to. God is at work creating that kind of masterpiece in each one of you so that you indeed shine forth as bright as the sun. That's your heritage. That's your destiny. That's the promise that God is making to you. You may look at yourself now and say, boy, I got a long ways to go. I say that to myself all the time, really. Every time I mess up in some way, boy, you still got a long ways to go. But yet I think back and I say, yes, but the Lord has brought me a long ways already. But not to worry. By the time it's my time to go to be with him, or he returns to gather us together, each one of us is going to be perfected and changed into that masterpiece. That's a promise from God. Each one of you is fearfully and wonderfully made. Beautiful. Beautiful. Special. Priceless. I wish you could have heard the rest of the video, but in any event, priceless. Worth more than diamonds and rubies and gold and silver and whatever is precious on this earth. You are more valuable than that. And he is making a masterpiece out of each one of you to shine forth as bright as the sun in the kingdom. What a wonderful thing to look forward to. And since God cannot lie and always keeps his promises, it's a sure thing. You can count on it. You are, each one of you, truly his masterpieces. Now, you're not all going to look like this, but you're all going to be a masterpiece in your own way. Beautifully fashioned, designed, created to be special for him. Especially designed for that special place in the kingdom that he is preparing for each one of you. It's going to happen. God always keeps his promises. So let's pray as we look forward to that day when we will cast off everything that is of the flesh, everything that hinders our walk with him, everything that creates a spot or wrinkle in us. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the work that you're doing in us. Thank you for the masterpieces that you are creating in your children. Thank you for the blessings, for the surety that we have of the fulfillment of all of your promises, but especially this one, because you love your children so very much, enough to die on the cross for them. Thank you, Lord. Help us to hold fast to that promise. Help us, Lord, to not let anyone or anything affect us in a negative way that tells us that we're not good. You've messed up again. You're terrible. You've blown it. You're not good enough. Help us to reject all of those things, Lord, because you have not rejected us. You have accepted us, and you are doing such a marvelous work in each one of us, Lord, to be a masterpiece in our own right. We are good enough. We are precious in your sight. Help us, Lord, never to entertain any of these negative thoughts or feelings, because they are lies. What you say about us is the truth. That you love us, you will never leave us nor forsake us, you will always be with us, and you will fulfill every single promise you ever made to us. We are special and precious in your sight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. May that settle deep down in our hearts and our understanding. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.